Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. As we record right now, we are in August, middle of August. So that is, you hear that referred to as the dog days of summer at times, kind of this hottest moment for us here, especially in the Northwest.
Yes.
It's fire season now in the summer in July and August too. And my husband sent me an article about why it's called the dog days of summer. And I just assumed dogs get hot and they lay there and they pant. No, that's why, right? That they're hot and they pant a lot and they lay there. But that is actually not the case.
Oh.
This actually goes back to the time of the ancient Romans, as so many things do. It comes back to the star Sirius. Sirius is known as a dog star. And so all of these things, I'm like, oh yeah, this is familiar. So Sirius was known as the dog star. It's the brightest star in the night sky. And it's in the constellation Canis Major, which is large dog. And the ancient Romans thought that these dog days of summer occurred from July 24th to August 24th. They thought that the star itself was so bright that it added heat. And then in certain seasons, depending on your hemisphere, sometimes you're not seeing that star at night. It's close to the sun in the daytime, depending on the constellations and where everything is. So they thought that in the summertime, when it was near to the sun, it was actually heating the sun up more.
What?
This star was so bright that it was so hot that it was heating up the sun more. And so we're all just hot and melting because Sirius was close to the sun, giving it like a supercharge.
Okay. But like, I mean, it's a bright star, but it's not a lot brighter than some. Huh.
Yeah. They had not have been in spaceships. They didn't know. They were probably still using urine for mouthwash at the same time period.
Oh, boy. So then that just kind of filtered down through culture that, you know, you've got all these Romans going all over the known world at the time where people were writing stuff down and they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's the dog days.
Yes. It still just sticks. Huh. So it's like when a street name changes, we still call it by the old street name. If you lived here, things just hang on.
I love all of these phrases that have a real ye olde time origin that we still use, but we have no idea why.
Yes, that was what caught me about this. Now the Farmer's Almanac lists the traditional timing of the dog days of summer is July 3rd to August 11th. So as we record, we're just outside the dog days of summer. Yay!
Boy, you know, it was like 95 yesterday and smoky as heck. I don't think we've left them yet.
No, this year I am making a temperature crochet blanket. I tell everybody about this, so you probably know. It's 10 degrees equals a high temperature for the day, roughly. And so red means 88 degrees and higher. Pretty much all of July was red on my temperature blanket. I'm like, this is rough. There were two orange days, and those orange days were like 87. So it's been a very dog days of summer year here in the Northwest.
Here's hoping when this plays in October that you're knitting in dark blues and purples, because that's what I need right now.
Yeah. I kind of like the seafoam green range. It's like the 40s to 50s.
Okay.
That's where I'm at
with that.
Me
too.
That'd
be fine.
I think I need to go live on the coast a little while.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yes. So the dog days of summer.
Ah, that's fantastic. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram. We're there at Brain Junk. Just look us up and find us. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. And Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. It might be too warm, but you won't be bored.